All right, welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're kind of lacing up our mental sneakers, no actual sneakers required, of course,
right,
to dive into this world of sports psychology, specifically for, female athletes in basketball.
Okay.
And, you know, we've got some fascinating research and insights from Davenport Psychology's website and some research articles.
That's great.
And, you know, you're in the perfect spot for this, right? Because you're interested in peak performance and personal development, maybe even an athlete yourself.
Yeah.
So get ready, because we're going to be uncovering some really game-changing stuff.
Okay.
Like how mental toughness translates into tangible results.
Yeah.
The power of things like visualization and self-talk and how to manage stress like a pro.
For sure.
Plus, we're going to dive into like the unique challenges that female athletes face.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. We put so much emphasis on the physical side of sports.
Definitely.
But, you know, that mental game is equally as vital.
It is.
Especially when it comes to performing under pressure.
It's interesting how much emphasis we put on the physical side of sports.
Right.
But, you know, the mental game is equally as vital.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to performing under pressure.
Yeah, it's like having that secret weapon, you know, that mental edge.
For sure.
So let's start by like defining mental toughness.
Right.
What is it? It's more than just, you know, gritting your teeth.
Right.
And pushing through. Right.
It's about having that unshakable focus, you know, the ability to bounce back from setbacks, that resilience that lets you handle adversity and just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Kerry Downs, who's a licensed psychologist and a former Division I basketball player.
Wow.
Actually says that mental toughness is just as important as physical strength in sports.
That makes total sense, because you need both, right?
Yeah.
To really excel.
Yeah.
But how do we know that, you know, mental toughness actually translates into like results?
Well, a study in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology actually found that athletes with high mental toughness scores.
Okay.
Consistently outperform their peers, especially under pressure.
Wow.
It seems like mental toughness helps regulate emotions and keeps them focused on what matters, even when things get really intense.
So it's not just like this feel-good concept.
Right.
It actually has a measurable impact.
It does, yeah.
Now, speaking of things that impact performance,
yeah.
What about, you know, confidence and motivation?
Those are absolutely critical.
Right.
You have to think about it. When you believe in yourself and you're fired up to play, that energy translates directly onto the court.
Yeah, you see those athletes, right?
Yeah.
They're just radiating confidence.
Right.
It's like it almost gives them this competitive edge.
Yeah.
But is that something you're born with?
Right.
Or can you actually build those mental assets?
That's where things get interesting. We're not just talking about luck or talent. You can actually train your mind for success. Mm. Techniques like goal setting, positive self-talk, and visualization can make a massive difference.
That's pretty empowering.
It is.
To know you can shape your mental game.
Yeah.
But are there, you know, are there any specific research findings that support these techniques, especially, you know, for female athletes?
Absolutely. Mm. Research consistently shows that athletes with high intrinsic motivation, meaning they're driven from within, and strong confidence perform better and have greater psychological well-being.
Wow. It's a win-win. That's amazing. So it's not just about, you know, external rewards. It's about cultivating that inner fire.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's be real. Athletes face immense pressure.
Yeah.
From competition.
Right.
Training. Mm. Trying to balance their lives. How do they manage, you know,
stress
without burning out?
Effective stress management is crucial, not just for performance, but for mental health, too.
Yeah, I can imagine, you know, that constant pressure would take its toll.
It does.
What kind of strategies actually help, you know, athletes stay calm and focused in those high pressure moments?
It's like having a mental toolkit.
Okay.
Therapists can teach athletes valuable stress management techniques.
Okay.
Like mindfulness.
Yeah.
Breathing exercises.
Yeah.
And even cognitive reframing.
Okay.
It's about learning to recognize stress triggers and responding in a healthy way.
So it's not about ignoring the stress.
Right.
It's about equipping yourself to handle it effectively.
Exactly.
What about those moments where emotions run high?
Right.
You know, you see an athlete, like frustration or anger get the better of them.
Yeah, that's where emotional control comes in.
Okay.
It's about recognizing those emotions, understanding where they're coming from, and developing healthy ways to channel them so they don't sabotage performance.
Yeah.
It's not about suppressing emotions, but about managing them effectively.
So instead of letting emotions control you, you learn to control your emotions.
Exactly.
Okay.
And studies have shown that interventions for stress management can actually improve performance in athletes.
Really?
It's all about finding that balance between pushing yourself and taking care of your mental well-being.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So let's get into some specific strategies.
Okay.
We hear a lot about goal setting.
Right.
But how does it work, like, for athletes?
Think of it like having a roadmap to success, you know?
Okay.
It provides direction, boosts motivation, and lets you track your progress.
Yeah.
And research backs this up.
Mm-hmm.
Setting clear and achievable goals can significantly improve performance.
So it's not just about dreaming big.
Right.
It's about breaking those dreams down into, you know, manageable steps.
Exactly.
So do sports psychologists help athletes kind of figure out how to do that?
Absolutely. They play a crucial role. You know, they'll work with athletes to set both short-term and long-term goals.
Yeah.
Making sure those goals are specific, measurable, and attainable.
Okay.
It's that SMART framework in action.
Oh, the SMART framework, right.
Yes.
It's one thing to know the acronym, but I wonder, you know, if the application of SMART goals might be different for female athletes.
Sure.
Especially, you know, in a sport like basketball.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
You know, female athletes might face unique challenges when it comes to goal setting.
Okay.
They might have to contend with stereotypes, societal pressures, and even a lack of representation at higher levels of the sport.
Yeah.
It's important to acknowledge those factors and work with them, not against them.
So it's about setting goals that are ambitious,
yes,
but also, you know, realistic, taking into account the specific context they're operating in.
Exactly. It's about empowering female athletes to define success on their own terms, to set goals that align with their values and aspirations.
Now, I want to talk about self-talk.
Okay.
You know, it might sound cheesy.
Yeah.
But can simply changing the way we talk to ourselves really make a difference on the court?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It can. Self-talk is that internal dialogue we all have.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
When you cultivate a positive and supportive inner voice.
Right.
It's like having a personal cheerleader in your head, boosting your confidence and helping you stay focused.
Yeah. So instead of dwelling on mistakes, it's about focusing on, you know, what you did well.
Exactly.
And what you can learn from the experience.
Precisely. And this isn't just some feel-good mumbo-jumbo.
Right.
Research suggests that positive self-talk can actually change the way your brain responds to challenges.
Wow.
It helps reduce stress hormones.
Okay.
And increase feelings of self-efficacy.
Yeah.
Making you more resilient in those high-pressure situations.
So it's like you're rewiring your brain for success. But what happens when things don't go as planned?
Yeah.
Especially something like an injury. That can be a major setback.
Absolutely.
You know, physically and emotionally.
Injuries are an unfortunate reality in sports.
Yeah.
And they can be incredibly challenging.
Yeah.
But here's the key. How an athlete responds to an injury can profoundly impact their recovery and their future in the sport.
So it's not just about the physical healing. It's about that mental and emotional recovery.
Exactly.
Okay.
Davenport Psychology actually specializes in helping athletes navigate the emotional and mental hurdles of being sidelined.
Makes sense.
Think about it. You're suddenly dealing with pain, limitations, and a disruption to your routine.
Yeah.
It's easy to get discouraged and lose motivation.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right.
So how do they help, you know, athletes stay positive and focused during that challenging time?
It's about providing a safe and supportive space.
Okay.
Where athletes can process those difficult emotions, work through feelings of frustration and loss, and develop coping strategies.
Yeah.
They might use techniques like mindfulness, visualization, and even goal setting to help the athletes stay connected to their sport and maintain a sense of purpose.
So even though they're physically unable to play, they can still, you know, work on strengthening their mental game?
Their mental game.
Are there, you know, are there any specific strategies that have been shown to be effective in helping athletes recover from injuries?
There are. Studies have shown that things like hydrotherapy, compression, and massage can enhance the recovery process.
Okay.
But it's important to remember that mental toughness plays a crucial role as well.
Right.
It's about viewing the injury as a temporary setback, focusing on what you can control, and using the time off to refine your mental game.
So it's a holistic approach,
combining
physical therapies with, you know, mental and emotional support to optimize the recovery process.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned Davenport Psychology's work with female athletes.
Yeah.
What makes their approach unique?
They recognize that women and girls in sports face unique pressures and expectations.
Oh, okay.
Think about the societal pressures they contend with.
Yeah.
Body image ideals, the pressure to be feminine while also being fierce competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Davenport Psychology tackles these unique stressors head on, creating a space where women can develop mental skills for success.
Right.
Not just in sports, but in life overall.
It sounds like they're saying, hey, we get it.
Yeah.
Being a female athlete comes with unique challenges, and we're here to support you.
Exactly.
Every step of the way.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
A study published in The Sports Psychologist found that female athletes who participated in mental skills training programs reported significant increases in self-confidence, motivation, and focus.
Okay.
They also showed improved coping skills when faced with stress and adversity.
Yeah, that's powerful.
It is.
It shows that, you know, targeted support can make a real difference.
For sure.
So if you're a female athlete listening to this, know that you're not alone and there are resources available to help you tap into your mental strength.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that mental toughness is a skill.
Right.
Not some innate quality you either have or you don't.
Right.
It can be developed and strengthened with the right guidance and support.
Now, I think it's time for the million-dollar question.
Okay.
We've talked about the science, the strategies, you know, the unique challenges female athletes face.
Yeah.
What does all of this mean for our listener?
Yeah.
Why should they care about all of this, even if they aren't, you know, a professional athlete?
That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about taking these insights.
Yeah.
And turning them into action.
Okay.
Whether you're a weekend warrior, a casual gym goer, or just someone who wants to level up in life.
Yeah.
There are takeaways here for everyone.
So it's not just about winning championships.
Exactly.
It's about building a resilient mindset.
Yes.
That can help you face any challenge, you know?
For sure.
With confidence.
Think about it. The same mental toughness that helps an athlete stay focused under pressure during a game can also help you nail a big presentation at work.
Yeah.
Stay calm during a stressful family situation
or
overcome any obstacle life throws your way.
Yeah.
It's about equipping yourself with the mental tools and support systems to navigate life's ups and downs.
It's like having, you know, that secret weapon, a mental toolkit that you can draw on whenever you need it.
You got it.
So what's one small step our listener can take today to start, you know, strengthening their own mental toughness?
Yeah.
Whether on the court or in life.
I would say start by paying attention to your self-talk.
Okay.
Notice those negative thoughts and challenge them. Replace those self-defeating statements with positive affirmations.
So instead of saying, I can't do this,
try
saying, I'm going to give it my all.
Yeah.
Or I'm capable of more than I think.
Exactly. It might sound simple, but over time, those small shifts in your thinking can make a world of difference in your confidence and resilience.
And remember, if you're struggling or you want more personalized guidance, there are, you know, people and resources out there to help you.
Absolutely.
It's a sign of strength to ask for support when you need it.
Well said. It's about building a team around you, whether it's a therapist, a coach, or a supportive friend.
Mm-hmm.
We all need that encouragement and guidance
to
reach our full potential.
Speaking of reaching our full potential, I have a thought-provoking question for you.
Okay.
Knowing that, you know, the mental game is so crucial.
Right.
What's one area of your own life where you could benefit from strengthening your mental toughness?
That's a great question to ponder. What about you?
Yeah. Any areas where you'd like to level up your mental game?
You know, for me, it's about managing my time more effectively and setting boundaries.
Yeah.
I have a tendency to take on too much.
Right.
And that can lead to, you know, overwhelm and burnout.
Makes sense.
So I'm working on saying no more often.
Right.
And being more intentional about how I spend my time and energy.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
For me, it's about staying focused and minimizing distractions.
Right.
Especially in this digital age.
Oh, for sure.
There's always something vying for our attention, you know?
It's constant battle.
Yeah.
But I think the key is mindfulness.
Yeah.
Being present in the moment and making conscious choices about where we direct our attention.
Sounds like we've both got some work to do on our mental game.
Definitely. But the good news is that we have the tools and resources to make those changes.
Right.
And just like any skill, the more we practice, the stronger we become.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive into mental toughness.
Yeah.
I think it's clear that these lessons extend far beyond, you know,
right.
the basketball court.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that we all face challenging and setbacks in life.
Mm.
And developing that mental resilience can help us navigate those obstacles with strength and grace.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture.
Right.
It's about empowering ourselves to live more fulfilling and meaningful lives.
Mm.
Mental toughness helps us pursue our goals with passion.
Right.
And perseverance. Overcome adversity with resilience,
mm-hmm.
and build stronger relationships by managing our emotions effectively.
Yeah.
It's about showing up as the best versions of ourselves no matter what challenges we face.
Absolutely. And remember, you know you don't have to do it alone.
You don't.
There are resources available, whether it's seeking guidance from a therapist,
yeah.
exploring mindfulness practices, or mm-hmm. simply surrounding yourself with a supportive community.
For sure.
Investing in your mental well-being is one of the most important things you can do for yourself.
That's right. And just like any investment, it takes time, effort, and consistency to see the returns.
Yeah.
But those returns are invaluable. A stronger sense of self, greater resilience, and the confidence to face life's challenges head on.
I love that. So as we sign off, I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
Knowing that mental toughness is a skill that can be developed,
mm-hmm.
what's one small step you can take today to start building your own mental resilience? Maybe it's starting a gratitude journal, setting a challenging but achievable goal,
right.
or simply paying attention to your self-talk and making a conscious effort to be kinder to yourself.
Whatever that step may be,
yeah.
take it.
Yeah.
You might be surprised by the difference it makes.
And remember, you've got this. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of sports psychology and mental toughness. We'll catch you next time.